USA Radio News with Wendy King.
California is dealing with the aftermath of two back-to-back earthquakes centered near Ridgecrest. There have been four structure fires and some damage to homes in the area. Kern County Fire Chief David Witt says the damage could get worse with the aftershocks.
6.4 or 7.1, maybe it's not a 7.1 next time, but maybe it's lower. And with that, there could be more damage just because structures are weakened. And so we just need to be vigilant.
Police and firefighters are investigating an apparent gas explosion at a Florida shopping plaza that injured more than 20 people. Plantation Deputy Fire Chief Joel Gordon.
We're very much relieved that considering the debris field and considering how we found the patients and where we found them, the injuries are not as severe as we would have thought they would be. So we're very thankful for that.
The blast broke out all the windows of a fitness center right next door. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Utah police have found the body of a missing college student. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
The body of a University of Utah student, Mackenzie Luke, has been found in a canyon north of Salt Lake City. Police Chief Mike Brown made the announcement in a news conference.
I am relieved and grief-stricken to report that we have recovered Mackenzie Luke from Logan Canyon. I spoke with Mackenzie's family this morning. Despite their grief, we hope this will help them find some closure and justice for Mackenzie.
The census question about citizenship is not on the forms that are now being printed, but it's back in the lower courts after the Supreme Court said no go. The Trump administration at first accepted that, but now...
We're working on a lot of things, including an executive order.
Earlier this week, Justice Department lawyers told a federal judge the fight was over. But then President Trump tweeted the administration would move forward on the question after all. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Candidates for the Conservative Party leadership in the UK face off in Wales. More from USA Network's Rick Vincent.
British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, a candidate for Conservative Party leader, says he has seen that the British economy is resilient enough to withstand departure from the European Union.
I think we can absolutely flourish and prosper whichever way we leave the EU. And, you know, we talk about a no-deal Brexit, and I would never talk lightly about the risks to businesses. But I would also say that we have been through much bigger challenges in our history before.
And Conservative Party leadership candidate Boris Johnson saying that any environmental measures introduced won't pose a threat to Conservative economic policies of growth.
We pioneer clean energy technology in a way that I don't think people realize. Wind turbines, batteries, you name it. That will be generating great jobs for generations to come.
Both Hunt and Johnson facing questions from party members in Wales. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Iran is set to ramp up its uranium production beyond the level set in the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. They say both the Americans and Europeans violated the agreement. President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the agreement a year ago. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.